Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What can a city do when facing a $200 million debt? One option, raise taxes. And that's why the city of East Lansing has drawn up an income tax proposal for the November ballot. If approved by voters, residents would pay a 1% tax on their income. Non-residents who work in the city would pay 0.5%. And that has put East Lansing in direct conflict with Michigan State University, which feels its employees, including students, would be forced to pay an unfair chunk of that income tax. With us now is East Lansing Mayor Mark Meadows. Welcome to the program, Mayor.
Thanks for having me.
Mary, there have been a lot of communications back and forth in recent weeks between you and MSU President Luana Simon. How would you sum up what the offers and counteroffers are about?
Just business. That's how I would sum them. The president made an offer to us, which was very attractive, that would have as a condition that we would drop our request that the voters determine whether they were going to have an income tax authorized in the city. And they were cordial and I think very professional. And it's kind of the relationship that we've always had with the university.
What led to this $200 million debt?
Well, it's very interesting. This is really, our debt, what I would call a traditional debt. In other words, money that we have borrowed and that on an annual basis or on a quarterly basis, we're making payments with regard to is really about $69 million. The remainder of that money is money that is associated with the legacy costs that the city has. And so in the old days, so to speak, we wouldn't even be reporting this. But after Enron, every community in the country has had to change their policies and start to report their unfunded liability towards their pension and retiree health care obligations. So most of that money is that. And the money that we're seeking is money that we will be devoting primarily to reducing that debt.
Those legacy costs, it's something municipalities all over Michigan are really wrestling with, isn't it?
It is. And actually, we're not the only one who is studying the income tax. I think Ann Arbor is. Kalamazoo was, but Kalamazoo found an angel. I think they've got a $500 million endowment that they've been given in exchange for not imposing an income tax. And I think that if MSU wants to do that for us, we'll be right there with them.
You're happy to welcome an angel.
Yes.
And I know the East Lansing Financial Health Review team studied the problem, drafted this income tax recommendation. Did it consider any other ways to address the debt, particularly these legacy costs?
Yes, actually we did, because the state also has a provision that allows communities to actually borrow money to pay off their legacy costs. Essentially, you borrow the money at a low rate of interest and you earn a greater rate of interest, and that way you pay off the debt and you address the unfunded liability. That doesn't really work for us, and it doesn't really work in most of the state of Michigan, because the pension and legacy costs are largely related to police and fire, and police and fire have been very resistant to going to a defined contribution system. So our police and fire are not on a defined contribution system. All of our other employees are. So the simple fact is we don't have a way of negotiating out of that. There's another, law in the state of Michigan, Act 312, which also militates against us being able to accomplish that. That's a condition of being able to go on this bonding route. So that didn't really work for us. And like every other community in the state of Michigan, we have very few tools in the toolbox to address our financial issues. We can have a city income tax. We can do property tax. That's about it. We don't have any options in between. The state has constitutional revenue sharing, which gives us a portion of the first 4 cents of the sales tax. But, we don't have any way of ensuring that the state will actually fund what's called statutory revenue sharing. And that's been reduced dramatically, not just for us, but for every other community in the state of Michigan as well.
And I know, Mary, you mentioned police and fire services and how your hands are kind of tied there. And am I correct that Michigan State University costs East Lansing for public works, police and fire about $3.75 million in a given year in uncompensated costs?
That is the result of a financial report that the financial health team requested to have done, and the report indicates that. There's an interesting aspect to this. The financial health team really was largely populated by MSU employees or people associated with the Michigan State University. So they asked for this report to be done. We're confident that the report is accurate. I think the university has said it's a cherry-picked report. So we do have that dispute going, but, you know, we have to rely on the information that we're provided. There's another aspect of this income tax, though. The income tax, you know, Lansing has an income tax, so the university already has employees that are paying an income tax. And their medical school was moved to Grand Rapids, which has an income tax. So it has been a little bit confusing as to why they would think this is such a bad thing.
And I know that in letters back and forth over the last few weeks, President Luana K. Simon and you have been going back and forth trying to negotiate over an amount that the university might pay to keep the proposal off the November ballot. So far, no agreement?
So far, no agreement. You know, we asked them to reconsider our last offer to them, which would have a much smaller income tax, even though it's small to begin with, and a guaranteed payment from them for about 10 years. So we'll see, you know, if maybe they do reconsider that. I don't think there's any indication that we're going to get a response to that, though.
Mayor, some people might hear about this and maybe see this as something like a bribe, like for a certain amount of money from MSU, we will not go down the path of an income tax. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I guess that I leave it to them to interpret it any way they want. I saw it as more of an offer of revenue to the city, a steady revenue, for a temporary decision to not go forward with an income tax. The original offer was a five-year offer. They moved that to a 10-year offer. We went back and forth, as you know, with a seven-year offer, an eight-year offer. It just never really moved off this total of $20 million. That doesn't really help us. And $2 million a year from the university doesn't really address this issue of the pension funding. We need more money to go in on an annual basis and be assured that we can do that in order to really turn it around. Cities in the state of Michigan who have these pension obligations, who happen to be part of the municipal employees retirement system, that system suffered greatly during the downturn in the economy, and it's got to get back on its feet. And so if we don't get this done early, at some point we'll be paying all of our property tax revenue into this fund. We need to avoid that.
President Simon has called this taxation without representation for some 14,000 university employees, Mayor. Many of them are students. Many of them are work study. Doesn't this income tax proposal hit young students who are already financially stretched very, very hard?
Well, that also is an interesting statement because at least these people will have an opportunity to vote on it. So it isn't really taxation without representation. I mean, if they're employees who live in other communities who work at Michigan State University, they'll be just like myself, who worked in the city of Lansing for 28 years and paid a Lansing City income tax. I never got to vote on it. You know, I didn't really feel that it was an imposition on me. During the time I was there, I was receiving police protection, fire protection, all of these expensive services that the city was providing. So I feel sort of that same way about that. As far as students go, students will have an opportunity to vote on this. I think that's an important thing. That's not taxation without representation. It has a very small impact on them. A student who would earn $4,000 a year, let's say, which I think is the average amount of a working student on campus, because most students don't work, that amount would be like $40 a year, or if they were a non-resident, $20 a year. I don't think that's a major imposition. And the other part of that is they don't get to vote on tuition increases. In 2000, tuition at Michigan State University was about $152 a credit hour. Today, it's $482 a credit hour. Nobody got to vote on any of that. And in fact, that comprises, it's about $960 million of their $1.3 billion budget. So the university has the opportunity to address the problems that it may face in terms of finances by simply raising taxes on its citizens every year. We don't have that option. No community in Michigan does.
Mayor, the state deadline to alter ballot language for the November proposal has come and gone. Are you still negotiating with Michigan State, and what are your options at this point?
The options at this point are just a single option, which is to remove it from the ballot. And that applies to any ballot proposal up until the time the thing gets printed to be mailed out. So there's time, But I really don't expect that we'll get any offer from the university.
Okay. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's like a September 23rd deadline to get that ballot mailed to military and overseas voters. So you're
correct.
Looking at just a
That's
few weeks.
That's correct, yeah.
Earlier in our conversation, you kind of touched on the longtime relationship between East Lansing and Michigan State. And in just about every college town in this country, there are tensions between the local municipality and its residents and the university, you know, which more than likely doesn't pay much in the way of local taxes. How would you characterize MSU as an East Lansing citizen over the years?
I think it's been actually a very good citizen. You know, I think we have our financial issues relating to the university, but we also are partners on a whole host of things. Probably close to 150 different programs in which the Michigan State University and the city partner to accomplish. So I can't say they have been a bad partner. I can say that they've been a little tight-fisted in the last few years, but I'm hoping that we can make a change there.
East Lansing Mayor Mark Meadows, thanks so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor.
Happy to do so.
And we reached out to the administration at Michigan State University to share their perspective on Stateside. They did not take us up on the offer.